Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Regina Garvey and Krislyn Gottman with the Arts Council of Tuttle, Inc., or Act One. So, Regina, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Krislyn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
A fairly, well, new to this area, at least for our Chickasha audience, but you've been doing things up in Tuttle for quite a while. So we're going to talk about that on the program this morning and our cool conversation brought to you by Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, Regina, give us a little history of Act One.
Well, our whole organization started about 2002 in the summer. My sister did the show Little Abner with Tuttle Community Arts at the Tuttle Opera House. It had over 50 kids in it. It was all children in every role, and it was huge. And then after that, she decided she would like to start doing some lessons. So she started the Oklahoma Children's Acting Guild, which is lessons for kids, and they would do more shows. The first one they did was Babes in Arms, and then after that was, what was it? Was it Oklahoma was the next one? They did shows like that. In 2006, Marissa and I started the Arts Council of Tuttle, Inc., which we had and kept up, but we really didn't do a lot with it. We didn't really understand how a nonprofit worked and what we could do with that, but we were, you know, still learning. So my sister passed away in 2009, and Krislyn was her choreographer at the time. Okay. And so Krislyn took over for her. She said she was going to finish the shows that Marissa had already committed to, but then after that, she decided to keep going. So from there, we've gotten to where we are now.
So a lot's happened in 25 years. So, and now you guys meet like once a month. You've got a board of directors, obviously, with a nonprofit. So can I meet once a month?
And yeah, we do. Our board of directors meets once a month, and we have been making decisions about shows that we're having. We've been doing the meetings regularly for about a year now, and we're starting to get grants. I applied for and got our very first grant last month, and that was very exciting.
Yes.
And so we're moving slowly forward to bigger and better things.
Went through some trying times because the Opera House burned down a few years ago.
Yeah, we did several shows at the Opera House, which was great. Then we did a show at Minko High School. That was Annie, real big one that we did. And then shortly after that, the Opera House burned, and we started doing our shows at Truick Fellowship Church in Tuttle. So we did those for a while there, and then we were able to get into our present location, which is at the old New Testament Baptist Church in Tuttle, which incidentally is where theater kind of started for our family. We met Mark York there. He was the pianist. His father was Jack York. His mother was Myrtis York. They were all from the Chickasha area. And Mark played piano beautifully. My mother asked him if he could give Marissa piano lessons. He agreed. And that led to him working with us doing Broadway songs at the Tuttle Talent Show and Share the Fun. And then he started his group called York Productions. We did musical theater with him for years in the Oklahoma City area. Lots of other kids were in there. And now he's in New York City doing Ziegfeld Follies and all kinds of shows, getting paid to be a professional pianist. And he still works with kids. But when we walked back into that building the first time when it was up for sale, I started to cry because the floor was slanted like a theater. And I'd forgotten that. But when I walked in, I remembered. And I was like, this is where theater in Tuttle really started. And now we're back in the same place. And I really think that it was a God thing. God had something to do with that.
That's really a great story.
Thank you.
It really is. Well, Krislyn, talk about some things you've been working with. And you're the new director of the Oklahoma Children's Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? So talk about that a little bit.
It's for kids aged 4 to 19, and we focus a lot on performance. So we have rehearsals every Saturday from 6 to 8 at the theater, and we're just kind of like a little family there. And we work towards becoming better singers and becoming better dancers, and mainly acting, of course. And we just have a lot of fun together. And we're doing a show called Spotlight 2026 in May. And so that's like a kind of a big recital, but it's mainly a huge show full of songs. And we're going to spotlight on our old shows. We've officially been at the theater for 10 years now in the building that we're at now. So 25 years since it started, 10 years since we have been in our permanent location. And so we're kind of celebrating the last 10 years, doing songs from all the shows that we've done. We've had a lot of people coming back. Some alumni have come back to do some of the songs that they have sung in the past. So we're really looking forward to that. I have about 10 adults that are coming back to do the show. So we're going to have a huge cast, about 30 plus in that one, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, how wide do you reach? I mean, is it northern Grady County or...
Actually, we have kids from all over. We have kids from Mustang and Yukon, and then we also have some from Oklahoma City, and we've had people from Blanchard. I have a girl from Newcastle. We have people from Mingo, and I'm pretty sure we have some from Blanchard and a girl who's going to be auditioning for a show from Chickasha, too. She goes to Chickasha schools right now. So it's just kind of all over the place. I mean, if you're willing to drive and can be a part of it, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time together. So
we've had people from Norman, from Edmond, from Shawnee, all over come and perform in our shows.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Regina Garvey and Chrislyn Gottman with us from the Arts Council of Tuttle. And a performance coming up this next week. It's your first performance of the season. You want to talk about that, Chrislyn?
Yes, it's our first show of the season, like you said, and it's called Once Upon a Grimm. It's about fairy tales, and it's very similar to the TV show Once Upon a Time. So if you're into that kind of stuff, then you should definitely come see it. It's kind of funny, kind of dark. It's going to be a good time. It's actually written by our stage manager, Sabrina Hinckley. So it's an original production, and it's just a really good time. Lots of famous characters in it, Snow White, Rose Red, of course, the Evil Queen's in it, and we have Red Riding Hood, the Big Bad Wolf. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's our community show, so it has adults and children in it, and we're doing it from March 13th through the 15th.
What are the times?
It's going to be 7 p.m. on the 13th and the 14th, and then I believe it's 3 p.m. on the
matinee 15th. On the Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, those are always good, aren't they?
So. Yeah, for sure.
So people can buy tickets at the door, I'm sure, but you want people to get them in advance because you got a website, right?
We do. Our website is tuttlearts.org. Now, our theater is kind of small, and so we do sell out on our tickets a lot of the time. So we advise people to get tickets in advance, especially if they're coming from a long way. We do have tickets at the door if we still have tickets.
Talk about memberships.
Memberships are a program that we started recently where people in the community can be a part of Act One. They get special perks like discounts on tickets, and they get their names in the program. We do a special quarterly newsletter, and people get to really help us out and help out with our project, help us with our purpose.
And you've made some recent improvements?
Yes, we do. We had our stage completely rebuilt last year. It has a turntable in the middle of it, which is really neat. We used that for the line The Witch in the Wardrobe last year, which was great because the kids could go into the wardrobe and then it could turn around and we're in Narnia, which was just a great look and a great way to start that. But we've used it in every show since then. It's a nice little touch of professionalism in our area.
You do a lot of fundraising and you've got some things coming up pretty soon.
Yep. Our next big event is going to be our Easter Escape. It's on April 4th, and it's going to be from 11 to 5 p.m. And it's just kind of like an all-day thing. We'll have some vendors and some food trucks there, and then we have hourly egg hunts for kids. We're not going to do it based on ages, so it's just we come at the top of the hour, and you can do an egg hunt. It's just kind of fun. We also are going to have a bake sale and some face painting and balloon animals and things like that. It's a lot of fun.
Saturday, April the 4th is when we need to do that. All right. We talked about your show next week, but you've already got some other shows scheduled for later in the season. Do you have that list?
We do, yes. We're going to be doing, like I said, Spotlight 2026 from May 29th to 31st. And we're just like celebrating some really fun shows we've done in the past. If you like musical theater. Our summer play will be Tarzan, and we're doing that July 30th through August 1st and August 7th through 9th, and that's going to be really fun. It's a really big production. We have our annual dinner theater, which is always a murder mystery. That'll be September 25th through 27th. Our pumpkin patch will be for most of the month of October, so come out and see that, look at the pumpkins, take some pictures. Our haunted house is going to be the 23rd, 24th, 30th, and 31st, which is a lot of fun. The whole building becomes the haunted house. And then our title, Christmas Carol, which was written by Regina Garvey, is going to be December 18th to 20th and adapted from Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. But we do that one every year, and it's a lot of fun, and the kids get excited for it.
That's a pretty busy schedule.
Yeah.
My goodness. So how long does it take to do a production?
Anywhere between a month and 3 months. It just depends on how big the production is, how many people are involved. Like for our dinner theater, it takes us a month because it's just the kids in the group. Like, it's not open to the public for auditions, but it's just the kids in the main group, the Oklahoma Children's Acting Guild. And so we can focus on that and, like, get it done really fast. But, of course, when you add in adults and things, they have more restrictive schedules. And so you have to have more time for us to do the rehearsal process for that. But, yeah, like, this one is a special. The Spotlight performance is special because it's going to have all the alumni. So that's going to be huge. And Tarzan will be really big because a lot of kids audition for that. But our dinner we had 18 people in the group, and then this year we have over 20, but it just depends on the year.
What about your tech crew?
Tech crew is mainly us right now.
Okay.
We have had people come in and do it and just like fun, or like they had a friend that wanted to help out backstage, mm-hmm. but it's usually just us running the lights and sound and things like that.
There's a lot of set building that has to go on or anything like that?
Sometimes. It's going to be a big set for the one coming up. It's going to be a bunch of storefronts because it's in a town in Oklahoma. It's kind of based on Tuttle a little bit. And so if you've ever been down Tuttle, it's like that row of just storefronts. It'll be like that.
All right. What will the set of Tarzan look like? I'm kind of interested in that one.
So we have really cool colored lights that can change colors. And so we plan on using those, but like having the back just be greenery and like a dark green and then some greenery hanging on it. And then maybe some things that people can stand on or whatever. And then, of course, it'll change colors and hopefully look different. Because, you know, that there's a big crash at the beginning. So we'll have the blue lights on for like the water, and it's going to be really fun. We've done Tarzan in the past, and it was such a beautiful show. So
that's a lot to do in a short period of time for sure. So Regina, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Yeah, I'd love to mention that our auditions are open to anybody. So people in Chickasha are welcome to come to audition. We have Tarzan auditions coming up. I know Chrislyn probably knows the exact date of that, but do you have
yes.
that?
Mm-hmm. March 29th, and then they're from 2 to 5. And you just have to come and bring us 16 bars of the best song that you have, the one you sound the best at, and then your personality. And we'll just kind of like chat and get your information and then go from there.
And if people want to help volunteer, do tech, whatever, we would love to have you too. We've had families where some of the kids want to be on stage and some of the kids want to pull a curtain, and we can do things like that. We can find a spot for everybody.
You'll find something for people to do for sure, because there's never a shortage. Sell tickets for crying out loud, right?
But we exactly. do. It does seem like a lot of the kids who come and just want to pull curtains and move sets eventually end up on the stage.
Yes,
because
they do
end up getting more confidence and wanting to do more. That's another great thing about the classes for kids. They get so much confidence doing it.
Now, are there, like for the one coming up next week, are there like a couple of acts or?
Yes, it's two acts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Concessions available?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have fantastic concessions. We've got the popcorn machine with the real movie theater tasting popcorn. We've got all the drinks, and we have the movie theater candy. And sometimes we have special things, like we have some freeze-dried candy right now. So we just have a variety, and we have T-shirts and things for sale. We've got lots of stuff that we are more than happy for people to come and purchase from us at the theater.
Yes. Let's talk about the website again, because we want to get into Facebook or social media.
We do have Facebook. We have one for the Arts Council of Tuttle. We have one for 4th Street Theater. And we have one for the Oklahoma Children's Acting Guild. So we have three of those. Our website is tuttlearts.org. And that's where you can get tickets. You can buy merch. You can read about the show and read bios of everybody who's in the show. It's got a lot of information on there. You can donate. You can buy memberships. You can buy season tickets.
And there's an email address and a phone number that folks can give you a call, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, our phone number is 405-381-3663, and our email would be arts@tuttlearts.org.
Very good. Regina Garvey, Chrislyn Gottman with us with the Arts Council of Tuttle. thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And a big thanks to our Cool Conversation sponsors, who are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, for helping us out.